I swear to God, you're making it real hard, man. Not you, them. Anything I tease, I just think a guy in his car is going, I don't care. Whatever. Is Jed Wills ever going to play for the Browns again? Do I care, Ken? Does it feel like I care?
Well, I
Ken,
do wonder.
I'm driving over the 480 bridge right now. You can't see me. Ken, I'm stuck in a traffic jam right now in Parma. You can't see me. Ken, I don't care. I'm getting ready to get on 480 at Ridge. I don't care, Ken. Give me something I care about with the Browns. Well, could Jameis Winston be the quarterback for the rest of the year? Nope, don't care. Could DTR play this year? Don't care. Could guys get fired? Let me turn my radio up.
What
do
if?
Do that in perpetuity.
But what Got if it. You remind them that what? It's the Steelers tonight? And that they're going to be a bunch of Steelers fans sitting in your seats.
I don't think you want the answer to that.
That are going
to
be there.
I don't think you want the answer to that. I don't think you want the answer to that.
Well, for the Browns fans that are going, there are going to be a bunch of Browns fans too, right?
I'd hope so, but...
So even if the place was 75%, you know, full, and of the 75% that are there, it's a 60-40 Browns fan edge. There's still a ton of Browns fans. Tens of thousands of Browns fans that are going to be there. Are they all going to be openly rooting for them to lose to the Steelers with their fans right there next to them, sitting in front of them and behind them? Singing to Renegade?
Talking about
Big Ben?
Cavs 102 says, Ken, you're an idiot. If they don't care, why should we give your ticket? Wait a minute. If they don't care, why should we give your tickets to a real team/organization? Okay. Which I just said. The only thing I was trying to tell you is that I would still try to sell them to another Browns fan. Just because I got to have a conscience about it. At some point, it'll get better again. Who the hell knows? We'll go with phones real quick. Joe on the road. Hello.
Hey, Ken.
Hi.
I don't care.
Told you. What road are you on?
I'm driving on 2 right now. 2 West.
Route 2 West. He doesn't care.
In front of Brown Stadium, baby. Ooh. I don't care.
He doesn't care. He's a Browns fan. He doesn't care. It's hard. Look, Jed Wills, will they ever play again for the Browns?
I think they're rooting against it.
Joe and a road don't care? Yeah.
No, they care. They don't want him to ever play. They don't ever want him to wear the uniform again.
Well, there's one way you can do it, and I'll tell you at 8:45. Boy. I was going to wait until tomorrow to do it because I want to see what they do tonight. Might have to move that plan up a little bit. Ohio State playing Indiana on Saturday. Lima has an axe to grind against Indiana of all teams. One of the best stories of college football this year, maybe the best story, and Lima hates it. So go ahead.
They are a great story. They have actually been really entertaining to watch. I have caught a few of their games. Their quarterback, I called his games when he was at Ohio University. Rourke, they have been so much fun. And they carried, 13 players from James Madison?
Yeah, they did.
To where their coach came from. Their coach is a Nick Saban disciple.
63-year-old Kurt Cignetti.
And he feels like he's been disrespected his whole career. He feels like he should have been coaching in major college football.
Kind of shows that he has been.
He looks awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait, in all honesty, I cannot wait. What is the spread for that game this weekend? Because I cannot wait to see Indiana. They know that they are going to try to pull out all the stops. There's going to be some trickery. I am excited to see this game because, you know, it would be very easy for Ohio State to start to put the game plan in to beat Michigan.
13.
But, you know, it says on the marquee, Ohio State and number 2 ranking, right?
Yeah.
And it says on that marquee, Indiana 5.
Number 5.
This is not the 5th best team in the country. Nobody thinks they are the 5th best team in the country.
Listen to you, this Indiana truther.
Does anybody in this room think that Indiana would be...
Yeah.
Would be if
they're ranked 5th.
I think they're the 5th best story in the country.
No, they might be the best story, really.
If we were doing rankings for stories, they might be number 1.
Dion in Colorado, I think, would be up there.
Well, they're the 16th best story, apparently, in college football.
You had to power rank the stories?
Best power rank stories. Number 1, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Number 2.
Army.
Number 2? No.
Going Army.
You bastard.
You're not going to put Army at number 1?
Yeah, you used to be a proud American.
Oh, man. Damn it.
You were going to go to Army.
I support the troops, you guys.
You're going to go to West Point.
I can't get tickets to Army Navy. And now it's... we were going to go the 4 of us.
How expensive was it?
I couldn't get them.
Oh, you couldn't even get them.
I couldn't get them. Like, it was like, well, there is a price that's prohibitive. I'm, like, not going to pay, like, 10 grand to go see Army Navy. But I wanted to go see Army Navy. Can't do it. I tried, and it got to a point where, like, now there's no time to put the trip together. So now I have to try to go next year to Army Navy. Where's next year's Army Navy game? I got to find it. I could not go to this year's.
Navy.
I think this year's is at Northwest Stadium, formerly FedEx Field.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Probably playing at RFK would be better.
That would be awesome.
Well, they could play at RFK Jr.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, rename it.
I knew it was going to happen. Is that all we're going to do here for the next
that
4 years? Just make RFK Jr. jokes in the show?
Is. Just tell me.
I'm here for him. I just want to know.
I just want to know. The daily regimen. Just tell me how you look like that.
Does he owe
That's
it
what
to
I
you to
know.
Tell the daily regimen?
Yeah, in your position,
if you want to make America healthy
you're
again.
You're telling Americans to be healthy. Give us what you did to be healthy. Anyway, Indiana is a terrific story, but they are not the fifth best team. Like, I laugh because Ryan Day is going to have two top five wins when Ohio State wins this game, and they better win this game. When they win this game, that'll be two top five wins, and they'll be like, who'd you beat? Oh, Penn State. Well, we beat Penn State every time we play them. It doesn't matter what their ranking is. It doesn't matter where we play them. They always beat them on the road.
Then what's the point of ranking anybody?
But that's my question. If your goal, if the whole point is finding out who the best teams are in college football, when Indiana has the last time I checked, it was the 110th toughest schedule. Like, we all realize, we all can agree on something simple here, right? Which is, if they had the schedule of Alabama, if they had the schedule of Ole Miss, if they had the schedule of Georgia, not only would they not be top five, they might not be top 20.
If you want to do transitive property, I could look at Oregon and go, well, who did you beat? Well, we beat number two Ohio State, who lost to Indiana. Great. Who lost to Michigan? Better not happen, but great. Who else did you beat? Well, we beat number 20, Illinois. Illinois, huh? Number 20. Great. Like, you can do that with any team.
Well,
you can fart on any team,
people have thrown
Anthony.
That, because after I tweeted that top five, they wouldn't even be top five in the SEC, yet they're the top five team in the country. Let's get real here. We all understand a great story, but also there is a talent deficit. Indiana does not have, I mean, again, James Madison. They were undefeated at James Madison. But James Madison, that's the majority of your football team, was at that level of football.
Harrisonburg, Virginia is a fine town.
That's good. Good pull.
Thank you very much. I told you. I know my places.
So I just think we've gotten this far in the season. It's fun to do the rankings, you know, early in the year and have teams up there and get people talking about the sport. We only have a couple weeks left of the regular season here. We need to be talking about the real best teams in football. And just because they're undefeated, that does not tell the full story, obviously. I mean, Florida State last year was undefeated. Okay, what did they do with Florida State? They got them the hell out of there because they knew they were not one of the best teams in football. And they were Florida State. Like,
guy,
that's a name.
Guy makes a hell of a point, folks. Guy makes a hell of a point.
Now, here's a real question. If Indiana loses this game by point spread again, Owen, 13?
13.
If they lose by 13, what are you doing with them? Because they're not playing for the Big Ten championship. Are you going to put them in the college football playoff with no signature wins, no big wins to speak of? Are you putting them over Georgia?
No.
Are you putting them over those SEC teams that are going to be arguing with multiple losses?
No, because they're going to beat UMass, who fired Don Brown, and they're going to beat Georgia Tech. All right, if I went down the list right now, Indiana, would they beat Notre Dame? They might beat Notre Dame.
They would
beat Notre
Dame. They would not beat Notre Dame.
I don't know. Notre Dame's been kicking the,
they have,
you know,
been.
What,
Notre
I,
Dame's been great.
All right, Alabama, Miami.
I know, but people are going to say Notre Dame lost to
week two.
Northern Illinois. Yes, and those SEC teams have bad losses too.
Every like other Vandy game has won by 40.
Vandy has a bad loss. Like we've talked about those teams have bad losses. They also have great wins.
They wouldn't beat Alabama. They wouldn't beat Miami. Would they beat Miami? Or am I just seeing it through, like, Miami not being great?
I think it'd be an entertaining game.
Ole Miss, Georgia, Tennessee, Boise.
I would take Ole Miss.
They'd beat Boise State. SMU, SMU.
The Texas A&M.
BYU they'd beat. A&M they might not beat. I thought Texas A&M was going to finish 10-2 this year. I got to go find it in a tweet. Boy, this is tough. Yeah, I want to fight you on it. You're right. It's a good story.
Wait, Notre Dame is crushing everybody.
I just told you that. You didn't want to pay attention to them.
They are demolishing teams.
I told you they were kicking the bejesus out of everybody, except for Louisville. Louisville's Louisville. They won by a touchdown at Louisville. I thought they were, oh no, at home. I thought they'd lose that game. They won by a touchdown. Then Louisville went out and lost out at Stanford. Crying out loud. So, yeah, that win doesn't look as good as what it was before because they went out and lost at Stanford.
Now, what do we
do? St. Ed's could beat Stanford.
Now, after everything I just said, what if Ryan Day lost to Indiana as 13-point favorites?
We've got to have a serious conversation of whether you'd rather have Mike Vrabel coach the Cleveland Browns or the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Is Ohio State out of the playoff?
Well, they're 10-2.
And they're Ohio State. Whoa. They're the brand of Ohio State, but...
And they're not playing in the Big Ten Championship.
They'd have the top five game over Penn State. Oh, they'd have the top five win over Penn State. Top five.